Local gas prices dropped to $2.76 tonight here in Indianapolis, but Hoosiers, they're still looking for ways to save gas and money at the pump.
Always, from adding air to your tires to buying gadgets on the internet, do these fuel fixes really work? The Night Beat's Rich Van Wyk now on the facts about fuel economy.
At these prices,
$49.39, way too much.
We found drivers so desperate to save gas and money, they'll try almost anything. Dwayne Willis quit driving his truck to work.
And I drive their truck home, back and forth to work, and leave mine at home. So I use their fuel to save mine.
Not too many of us can get away with that.
There you go.
Lydia Alexander gave up extra trips, including seeing her grandkids.
Oh, come on.
You can't go visit your grandkids.
You've given that up.
If you go visit your grandkids, you don't have enough gas to go to and from work the next week.
Why such desperate measures? Drivers are promised they can get 10% better gas mileage simply by properly inflating their tires, rack up double-digit savings by slowing down on the interstate, or get 40% better gas mileage from a tune-up. Tempting to believe, but unlikely to achieve.
There are no huge gains to be had out there on the vast majority of cars.
Pete Hilton is an assistant professor of mechanical engineering and director of motorsports at IUPUI.
A person who's fairly well maintaining their car, there are no super tricks out there that they're going to be able to pull off and suddenly bring their gas bill back down to what it was a few months ago when gas was a dollar a gallon cheaper.
Yes, those nearly flattened tires squash gas mileage.
But what if your tires only need a couple of pounds of air?
You're certainly not going to notice it the next time you pull up at the fuel pump.
And what about those claims that we need to slow down on the interstate, that for every 10 miles an hour we drive faster than 55, our gas mileage drops almost 15%?
By the time you've reached 70 miles an hour, you are probably in most cars not operating at a maximum efficiency level.
How about going to the garage instead for a tune-up?
It is clearly where you can get the most improvement.
But unless your air filter is horribly filthy, just take a look at this new one, or your car is in terrible running condition, improvements aren't likely to be as huge as some claims. What about the claims of gas-saving gadgets? This one turns swirling air into better gas mileage. This one surrounds the fuel line with magnets. The Environmental Protection Agency has tested scores of fuel savers. The few that worked provided only marginal improvements. Minus quick fixes or miracle gadgets, what's a driver to do? Ann Mickle did an extreme downsizing makeover.
I had a Cadillac DeVille and I was going through gasoline like crazy. I drive about 100 miles a day.
Using less gas, but is she driving any less?
I've combined a lot more things. No, not really.
And yes, that is the real problem. For most of us, the most efficient, surefire way to use less gas is to drive less.
Going on a diet's not easy.
No, it isn't easy. And until motorists curb their appetites for driving, at the pump, they will be gluttons for punishment.
This story didn't end the way we thought it would. We set out to find quick, surefire, easy ways to save gas and money. Short of buying a new fuel-efficient car, like losing weight, inconvenient, perhaps even painful changes in our habits, we found are the most reliable ways of easing the pain at the pump. For the latest prices at the pump, go to WTHR.com. Rich Van Wyk, Channel 13 Eyewitness News.